Hollywood actor Corbin Burnson joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Of course, Corbin has been a longtime Hollywood actor, now taking some of his ability and talents behind the camera, directing, also acting. He's got a brand new documentary series called Journey of Faith that follows him as he makes a movie inspired by the red paperclip trade. Together, Corbin Burnson, a film crew, and the town of Kipling make a movie during a frigid winter, and little did they know the miracles that would transpire. We welcome actor Corbin Burnson to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Hey, good morning, Corbin. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Corbin Burnson, Hollywood actor on the new documentary series Journey of Faith, streaming now on PureFlix. You remember Corbin, of course, in the 80s, of course, from the hit series L.A. Law. Played that wonderful character, Arnie Becker. I still love watching you in the reruns of Arnie Becker. Great role, Corbin. Love it.
Great, man. Yeah. Wow, it's starting to seem like a long time ago, right?
It was a long time ago.
That's when the Westerns were made.
Interesting. But, of course, we remember you, of course, in great movies like Major League as well with Charlie Sheen as well. Talk a little bit about, for people who may not know about this, and I'm going to play naive about this, the red paperclip trade. What is that all about?
Well, we've got to be careful because that can take up a whole period that I have with you. Basically, there was a kid in Canada who had a red paperclip in front of him, literally on his desk, and thought online, through a thing he set up called OneRedPaperclip.com, he could trade the red paperclip for another item, and now he has that item, and he'd trade that item for another item, and he did all these trades online, all the way up to, I want to trade this red paperclip for a house. It turned out, 12 trades later, a little town up in Canada had a house for him, but I had made an offer to him for a part in a movie, if he let me be a part of this chain that was happening of these trades, because he had 7 million people following him. I thought, as a young filmmaker at that point, younger filmmaker,
sure,
hey, I'll join any train that's got 7 million people on it. You know, distributors love to hear those numbers. And I got involved, and he found out I have a snow globe collection. Again, a longer story. And he asked me if I wanted a Kiss snow globe. I said, sure. And he knew he had a Kiss snow globe to give me. I gave the part in the movie to him. He traded the part in the movie to this town of Kipling, who gave him a house. And he got, from one red paperclip, he got his house. And they got a part in the movie, which turned into another longer story. Me finding out that I love this town, I love these people, and ended up writing a movie different from that film, to be shot specifically in the town, using everybody in the town. And they turned it out. They turned around and said, well, we'll fund it. And I said, great. And we made the movie Rust. And during the movie Rust, I had the wherewithal to film all of this because of these extraordinary circumstances, a tenth of which I've just shared with you. And we filmed it, and it turned into, 16 years later, Journey of Faith, because during it, I rediscovered, reaffirmed my faith that I had always had. It was extraordinary.
Fascinating. So this is a multi-part documentary series, Journey of Faith, that is streaming now on PureFlix.com, PureFlix.com. You know, it's interesting. I saw some of the trailer of Journey of Faith, and I got to tell you, boy, you had some elements to deal with as far as winter weather goes there. Talk about some of the challenges in putting this whole documentary series together.
Well, one of the challenges is I'm making a film with a handful of people, probably 20 people in town were actually in the film, who never acted before.
Right.
And know nothing about, they know nothing, zero, about how a movie's made. For their assumption is it's a little camera and you iPhone it, I don't know what they thought. And then, of course, on top of that, the weather, brutal, 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 minus 45 some days. Literally, they taught me you have to walk backwards in it to not freeze your face off. It was through these elements and these challenges that I just pursued and kept going forward, forward, forward on faith. And so when you say I rediscovered my faith, it was by doing this. And even to this day, here we are now 16 years later, and I'm talking to you and telling people about it. The journey continues just because I kept going past the challenges, walking through the challenges, staying on the path. And in all that, you discover your faith. It's like, if I have faith and just keep moving, opportunity keeps affording me.
fascinating to be aware of that and kind of rediscover all that in one's life. You moved, you're a longtime Hollywood actor, obviously, so many movies, so many different television shows, but you moved to the other side of the camera directing, as well as directing yourself in movies and things like that. So what is the real key to sustaining a career in this industry? Because, you know, it's difficult. Not everybody makes it the way you did it, you know, and there's so many other actors that are struggling, trying to find a way to break it to the top. How do you measure success in this business? Because you've done pretty much everything in the movie business, television and movies.
You said something about breaking it to the top. My mother taught me one thing. Love what you do. Love what you do. And I'm very blessed to do something that I love to do. And that's what gets you through it, the highs and the lows. You love what you do. My wife, I've been married for 35 years. I love her. So you get through the rough times. Let love guide you.
Sounds good. Actor Corbin Burnson, the new documentary series, Journey of Faith. You can see it right now, streaming now on pureflix.com. Corbin, good to talk to you. Thank you. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.